We've had a wonderful week, back at work after my week off, and just listening to everybody sharing tonight. And the thing that really blessed me was that for the last couple of weeks we've been talking about it's down to us to make a decision, you know. And Lawrence was sharing again tonight about deciding, you know, we decide to speak in tongues, we decided to get born again, we decide to pray, we decide to look to God rather than to the world. So everything we do comes down to a decision. And like Bambi was saying, there's a lot of ministers out there, and the responsibility is on their heads to teach God's word. We take that very seriously. You know, there are times we might have said something that was wrong, and we always come back and correct it. We would never let it go. Because as you said, we're not perfect. We can make mistakes. Not that they're genuinely we're looking to make mistakes, but that sometimes we do, and that we can't never remember all the sins we've committed. You know, that would just be like Bambi was sharing, you know, that would just put us in so much condemnation. God never reminds us of our past. He only ever wants us to be reminded of our future and where we're going. And like it begins on a daily basis. What did you do today? Where will you be tomorrow? You know, and that we have that great hope of Christ's return. So, you know, that's where we focus. We focus on the now and what is to come. And that everything that is orchestrated throughout Revelations, you know, God has a master plan, and that plan is unfolding every day. Every day is a new day, and God's master plan unfolds. So we don't have to be reminded of the past and the sins that we may have committed, because God accepts us for who we are. He just wants us to have that humble heart, to be meek, and to receive his word with all meekness and understanding. And God loves us unconditionally. You know, it's like our dogs. Our dogs don't talk English. They don't hold no animosity. You might tell them off 1 minute, and next minute they're snuggling up to you. You know, they're all around me now having treats. You know, their love is so unconditional. All they require is to be fed and watered. And it's the same with us, that God feeds us and he waters us with his word, and our love should be unconditional to him. You know, we don't get concerned about what goes on around us, just that we decide to be the best for God. And knowing that we've got Christ in us, that's a huge responsibility, that we are to be more Christ-like than senses-like. You know, that Christ in us gives us that ability for God to infuse the strength that we need on a daily basis. We may come up against challenges, but God infuses that strength when we decide to be strong. Everything is just a decision. You know, it's just a decision which is only a second of a thought, either to look to God or to look to the world. And when we get decisive and we get obedient, then we see the blessings. You know, it's been a wonderful week at work. The girls have been very receptive. You know, I've gone in every day. I've had a few sort of ups and downs with my van yet again, and I know that it's just the, you know, I picked it up Monday, and I had a phone call Tuesday asking did I want to give any compliments on the way that my van was repaired, and I boosted it. I said, my van feels like brand new, you know, I think you've done the handbrake and the clutch is brilliant. And I gave this massive great review. I'm getting it Wednesday morning, the flipping thing wouldn't start. I don't know. And I just knew that the adversary was trying to buffet me. You know, there I am praising them up for the job they've done. Tuesday I've got like the temperature. I haven't even gone anywhere. I don't even think I've been in the van 20 seconds. And the temperature gauge went from naught to like 120, and the red lights flashing. And so I just pulled it over on the driveway, and I got in the car and I went to work in my car. I thought, well, no, it's not going to bother me. And as I was driving to work, I was thinking, oh yes, God, I got heated seats in my car. The adversary tried to buffet me, but oh, these heated seats are nice and warm. And like you, Bambi, I have an hour to drive to work. So I get to speak in tongues, I get to pray, you know, I get to have a few ranting moments, and I give it all to God, and it's just amazing. So, you know, adversary tried to buffet me, but on the other hand, I got to drive to work in my nice car, which had all heated seats, so I was blessed. And then I came home, and I rang the AA, and they came out. And it was a great opportunity, actually, because the guy that came out to fix the van, his wife was actually in labour at that moment, and he said, I'm still working, he said, but I'm only very local, because she's going to have the baby at home. His wife's mother was a midwife, so he said, you know, I just need to not be too far away. And he literally lived the next village over. So, you know, I was chatting away to him, and I was saying about when I had my children, and suddenly he said, well, my first baby came through the sunroof. And I thought, I don't know that saying. By all accounts, it's the cesarean that come through the sunroof. And I said, oh, I had all mine naturally, and, you know, they were all believed. You know, we believed God for less pain and quick delivery. And he said, oh, he said, you're a believer. I said, yeah. He said, oh, my wife's mother's a believer. She's a midwife. He said, isn't it funny how all these people in the caring industry are believers? And I said, what, you're saying that mechanics aren't believers? And he said, oh no. He said, but, well, he said, I guess I believe a little bit. He said, but I'm not, you know, I don't go to church or anything. I said, well, no, I don't go to church either. I said, we have fellowships in the home. He said, oh, that's very interesting. But the more I tried to push the conversation down that road, the more he sort of tried to take it off in a different angle. So, you know, I thought, well, you know, I was blessed. And he fixed my van, and I said, God bless you, and you know, I'm really going to pray for your wife to have a real easy delivery. And he said, oh, well, thank you very much. He said, you're one person's van repair that I won't forget. He said, and your coffee was beautiful. So anyway, and so the adversary tried to really trick me out and upset me, but you know, the whole day turned around to be like real perfect. So and then you know, I don't sleep very well. I tend to have like a couple of hours, and then I'm wide awake and I'm raring to go. I don't know if it has something to do with my age or the menopause or whatever it is, but and I'm blessed, but I have this thing where I get up so early in the morning. I like to come home and go to sleep, and Lawrence was awake with me the other morning. It was about 5:45 in the morning. I'm chatting away to him, and he's like just grunting because he was awake, but he wasn't like in a
fully cognizant.
Yeah, fully cognizant. He wasn't in a talkative mood, but he was listening. And I made him a coffee, and then I said, well, I'm about to go now, love. Here's another coffee, and I'll see you soon. He said, okay. Well, a few hours had passed, 4 or 5 hours, and I rang him to say I'm on my way home, and there was no answer. So I thought, oh, he must be on the Skype to someone. And then as I pull up and I come in the back door, he's downstairs in his dressing gown, and he looked at me and he went, oh, I fell back off to sleep, love. He said, I had about 6 hours. He said, slept like a log while you were gone. And I was, he's slapping his head off. He thinks, and I'm like, I don't believe you. I said, there's you. We talked about it Monday night, about change, and we're changing everything up. I said, you certainly did well at that. Wake up at 6, stay awake till 8, fall back off to sleep till 2, and then stay up till 5 in the morning. That's brilliant change. So anyway, it was quite funny. And then I tried to doze off, and he's got Leanne on the phone, and the kids are screaming in the background. It woke me up again, and I just gave up in the end. But, you know, as we get older, we don't need so much sleep. I don't know. I feel totally alive. And little cat naps just suit me fine.
I went to bed last night and I was going to sleep. I put my program on and she woke up and said, oh, we'll have some of this then.
Yeah, it was on the buses or something. I know. I was back into watching the TV with him then. So, yeah, but God is good. And you know what? It makes no difference. We God loves us unconditionally, and I love God unconditionally. And we live our lives to be a glory to God, not to anybody else. And as we continue to look to him and make a decision. That's the important piece I'm trying to share tonight, is that we decide. You know, we decide to go with God. And no matter what the adversary tries to trick you out, like he did with my van, but the blessing was, come out of a cold, freezing van into a beautiful, warm car with heated seats. You know, God always, always makes us the head, not the tail. As the adversary tries to buffet us, God always has something better in its place, and it's just phenomenal. You know, the way that he takes care of us, the way he loves us, and that nothing is impossible with him. You know, I can do all things through Christ, because he's the one that infuses the strength. I just make a decision, and I stand upon that decision, and God blesses us. So God bless your hearts. Have a wonderful week. And Bambi, continue to enjoy your drive to work, because I know that hour to work in that hour home is such a blessing. Peace and quiet until I get home. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week. I love you very much.